KSR News, I'm John Scott. Displaced people are moving back to South Lebanon as a ceasefire appears to stick.
The ceasefire's brought relief across the Mediterranean nation, coming after days of some of the most intense airstrikes and clashes since the war began. Though many in the region wonder if the agreement to stop fighting would hold. Israel says it will attack if Hezbollah breaks the ceasefire agreement. The Israel-Hezbollah ceasefire marks the first major step toward ending the region-wide unrest triggered by Hamas's attack on Israel on October 7, 2023. But it does not address the devastating war in Gaza. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at SRNNews.com, in Maryland, controversy over a plan to spend taxpayer dollars on illegal aliens.
The mayor of Frederick, Maryland is taking heat from some constituents for proposing the use of taxpayer dollars to pay for legal services for illegal aliens. There's concern that Mayor Michael O'Connor's plan could undermine federal enforcement of immigration law. While no dollar amount has been mentioned, some critics of the plan question whether the city can afford it, saying the funds should be spent on meeting community needs like infrastructure repair and improvement. Rich Thomason, Frederick, Maryland.
A ban on transgender students from kindergarten through college using multi-person bathrooms that fit their gender identities has become law in Ohio. The new law says public and private schools must designate separate bathrooms, locker rooms, and overnight accommodations for the exclusive use of either males or females based on the gender one was assigned at or near birth. On Wall Street, stocks are lower as losses for big tech companies offset gains elsewhere in the market. The Dow dropping 85 points, the NASDAQ composite 201 points in the red. This is SRN News. Churches and homeless shelters prepare for Thanksgiving.
Congregations all across the U.S. and gospel rescue missions will be serving turkey and all the trimmings to families who can't afford it or have no place to call home. It's a big lift, but it's even bigger this year after months of inflation and general economic precarity. Pastors and shelter directors say they didn't get as much donations this year, either food or cash, and are having to dig deep to make sure that everybody gets fed. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge rejecting a request to block a San Jose State women's volleyball team member from playing in a conference tournament because the player is actually a man. The ruling by U.S. Magistrate Judge Cato Cruz will allow the man to continue competing in the Mountain West Conference Women's Championship in Las Vegas. A lawsuit was filed by nine current players against the Mountain West Conference challenging the league's policy of allowing males to compete in women's sports. This is SRN News. Two Massachusetts communities have reached deals with their striking teachers' unions, ending the last of three teacher strikes in communities north of Boston. The Marblehead School Committee and the Beverly School Committee announced they've reached tentative agreements. A pro-Harris group paid $10 million to companies linked to its founders during the campaign.
Records show that the largest outside group that supported Vice President Kamala Harris in the 2024 election paid companies owned by or otherwise linked to its founders more than $10 million for consulting services. The pro-Harris group Future Forward dispersed the funds between 2022 and 2024, according to the Federal Election Commission filings and tax documents filed with the IRS. The $10 million is routed to the companies from the organization's super PAC and its nonprofit arm. Future Forward's three co-founders are all either co-owners or helped launch the three companies, which could raise conflict of interest questions. Bernie Bennett reporting.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.